what is certainly clear and coming through to us very loudly is the use of excessive force, including lethal force, in the conduct of the policing of the demonstrations that have been held up to now, including the one yesterday in Baharistan Square, the details of which are really sketchy at the moment, but there have been some shocking scenes that have been coming out, but also, you know, in respect to the use of how batons are used, people with quite literally cracked skulls, and then also in as a corollary to that, the preventing people who are injured from going to hospitals by posting security or intelligence officers outside hospitals, or indeed there we have received reports, indeed some credible reports, that many have been taken from hospitals to detention centers. As a alongside a lot of that, again, much of what is known in the publicly, but maybe not the scope of it, is that there have been a wave of arrests. There are successive waves of arrests. Now, in the immediate aftermath of the election, we saw that very senior, prominent political figures generally associated with what is now being called the opposition, or people who are just generally in favor of social and political reform in the country, were arrested. And we're talking about the arrest of an elite political class. And following that, other prominent figures, including human rights defenders such as Abdel Fattah Soltani, and now academics, as you may have heard, who've gone to meet the failed presidential candidate, at least according to official results, Mir Hossein Mousavi. And amongst them, there is, of course, the very well-known academic Amir Ardashir Amir Arjumand, former head of the UNESCO chair for Center of Human Rights, Peace and Democracy at Shahid Beheshti University. So, in short, massive waves of arrests of very senior leading public figures in the country. We've received one report this morning that people going along to the revolutionary court that's been designated to handle these cases have been turned away and told to come back in 2 months. This is unconfirmed. We can't verify this, but these are the reports that are starting to come in, and that's obviously very alarming. If they're nominating one court and saying nobody can see their family for 2 months, that really does fly in the face of the kind of standards which the government should be adhering to in respect to access.
Is it known about the status of the opposition leader, Mir Hossein Mousavi?
Strictly speaking, no. He does seem to be under house arrest or some sort of protective custody. There does seem to be, on the other hand, messages being taken away from where he's being held. His security doesn't seem to be at risk at the moment, although, you know, when one sees the kind of headlines that were on yesterday's Kayhan newspaper in Tehran, which is closely affiliated to the Supreme Leader, we get quite concerned. And that the headline read that the wave of bloodthirsty people in the country comes from Mir Hossein Mousavi is a clear sign that the pressure is really on him. That does raise our concerns.
Is this violence mainly taking place in Tehran, or have you had reports about other of similar things going on in other parts of the country?
We've received scant reports, unconfirmed reports of demonstrations in other places, and I must say much less now than in the days immediately following the election on June 12th, and that includes places in Azerbaijan such as Tabriz or Urumqi, where we received reports of two people having been killed, the central Persian provinces and cities of Isfahan and Shiraz. Again, in Isfahan, we received the reports of one death, raids on student dormitories in Shiraz, the arrest, for example, in the course of a smaller demonstration in Khorramabad in the southwest, where a cleric effectively siding with what is now termed the opposition, also getting arrested, and also a number of arrests in Zahedan and Mashhad. So really the four corners of the country. But for reasons which you know well about getting information out of the country, that is to say the cuts of mobile phones, you know, lines used for the internet being down or filtered, SMS messages now, it's kind of an open secret now that people really shouldn't be using their SMSs because they'll be monitored with some of that the software that's apparently been supplied by Siemens and Nokia. So it is really getting very, very hard to get some of that information, which we used to get quite relatively easily from the provinces. Very difficult to get it now.